To vote on gun legislation.
I'd leave tonight. I'll go tomorrow. It doesn't matter to me. This is such an important issue, and an issue that we sometimes only get part of the picture because of the mass shootings.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott there on CBS's Face the Nation. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been tight-lipped on bringing members of the Senate back into session, and Senator McConnell is also recovering from shoulder surgery. North Carolina is the first southern state to ban the use of state funds for conversion therapy for minors. Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, signed an executive order on Friday that prevents state money from being used to try to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of a minor. And a group of people are pushing for Chicago to leave the state of Illinois and become its own state. Petitioners have been gathering support over the past few years to make Cook County the country's 51st state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Trump spoke at the White House
America's
on Monday.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms.
Today,
Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans.
Ignite your murders. Face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay. These are just a few of the areas of cooperation that we can pursue. I am open and ready to listen and discuss all ideas that will actually work and make a very big difference. Republicans and Democrats have proven that we can join together in a bipartisan fashion to address this plague.
Some nervous beachgoers in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, after a third shark attack in the span of a single weekend. George Burgess is Director Emeritus of the Florida Program for Shark Research. He tells Fox News these shark attacks are not a new phenomenon.
We know darn well that Volusia County, and in particularly New Smyrna Beach, is an area that's very attractive to sharks.
Burgess also says there could be multiple causes for the attacks, like a big school of fish
Republicans
near the shore,
and Democrats,
or just a higher number of beachgoers as summer winds down. The third victim was a 68-year-old man who was in knee-deep water when a shark bit his foot. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration announces a new rule on Monday that would tighten the belt on the number of immigrants qualifying for green cards and visa applications. Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, explains the rule would focus on immigrants becoming self-sufficient.
Our rule generally prevents aliens who are likely to become a public charge from coming to the United States or remaining here and getting a green card.
Federal charges are being filed against a friend of a shooter who murdered 9 people in Dayton, Ohio last week.
Ethan Colley, 24, of Kettering, now stands accused by federal criminal complaint of unlawfully possessing a firearm while being a user of controlled substances.
That's U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman, who also says Colley is being charged with lying on federal firearms forms. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr vows to get to the bottom of Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide. Speaking in New Orleans on Monday, Barr cited some serious irregularities at the federal jail facility that held Epstein in New York. Barr also says any co-conspirators should not rest easy, as the victims deserve justice, and they will get it. Demand is reportedly soaring for bulletproof backpacks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The demand seems to be rapidly increasing after the two recent mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. An Austin, Texas-based store that sells bulletproof backpack inserts, ready-to-go survival, has seen more than a 300% increase in sales just in the past week. The company has reportedly received hundreds of phone calls from parents and